another look inside the film room with defensive line coach Terrell Williams. And coach, I want to talk about that Derek Shelby play, the great individual effort, the tip, and then the score for the touchdown on the interception. But first of all, that defensive line has been playing spectacular. OV's been getting sacks. Adamkin Sue, maybe not showing up on the stat sheet, but very impactful. Guys like Jordan Phillips getting his hands on the football, getting in the passing lanes. Guys really playing as a unit.
Right, absolutely. And I think, you know, when we lost Cam Wake, that was a big blow for us. But really over the last couple of weeks, the group has really began to gel. OV, who's now fully healthy, and you can see it in his game, has been playing lights out the last couple of weeks. And Sue really, since the bye, has been unstoppable. Again, he doesn't always have the tackles, the sacks, but he's very disruptive. Jordan Phillips is coming along, and I'm really pleased with what those guys were able to put on film the other day.
When Cam has gone down with the Achilles injury, a bigger role obviously for Derek Shelby. How has he played consistently? Because we've seen some of the spectacular plays, and we're going to take a look at that one on Sunday. But how has he played overall?
He's steady. You know exactly what you're getting every day. Comes to work. He's a real pro. He's going to be in the right gap. You tell him to run a stunt, he's going to run a stunt. So there's something to that. Sometimes talent alone is not good enough. So I really like where Shelby is right now.
Well, Mr. Steady took a step out of being in that steady lane. He made a spectacular play. Let's go inside the film room and take a look and how Coach will break it down.
All right, so on this particular play, we got a five-man pressure where we're bringing a linebacker up inside from a wide look or a split look with two three techniques. And you can see the safety's coming down. He's responsible for the back, but we have a number of pressures where we put the defensive ends on the backs. And, you know, fortunately for us, I think we kind of guessed right and they guessed wrong, and they thought Derek Shelby was going to be covering the back here, and he's not responsible for the back. He's responsible for going to try to hit the quarterback, and he does us one better here by getting his hand on the ball. And you know, he was able to, one, get a batted pass, which is a big play. Two, he intercepted the ball. And then three, he scored a touchdown, which proved to be big for us in that situation. But again, you can see Jelani and Coe are both what we call mugged up and both showing pressure. And a lot of times we bring Coe, all right, which is where we were able to get the center to turn the Coa, and then they turn Shelby free, and he's able to get his hand on the ball. And we actually do practice this drill. Not enough to say, hey, I was the cause of that, but it's just a great play. I want to say individual play, but it's not really an individual play. It's a lot of guys that are involved with this, from Jelani, from Sue, from Coa showing pressure. And then Shelby does a really just a heck of a job of getting his hands on the ball and going to finish. Would have liked to see a better touchdown celebration, but we'll take it. Touchdown for the good guys.